In this bulletin, Israel says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in the Gaza Strip. Australia's rental vacancy rate falls for the third month in a row. And in sport, Australia's domination of women's cricket comes to an end. I'm Sue Lannan with the SBS News. Israel says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in the Gaza Strip, with the country's foreign minister Israel Katz calling it a victory for the free world. The Hamas leader is believed to be behind the October 7 attack last year, which triggered the war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Katz says Israel conducted dental and DNA tests to confirm Sinwar's identity. Deputy United Nations spokesman Farhan Haq says the UN is monitoring the situation.
Our message has not changed. We have wanted the fighting to be halted. We have wanted civilians to be protected. We have, as I just mentioned, wanted the release of all of the hostages. And we've wanted improved humanitarian access through Gaza at a time when, as I said at the start, the risk of tremendous malnutrition and of famine are once again alarming.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country believes 10,000 troops from North Korea are being prepared to join Russian forces fighting against his country. It comes after the United States expressed alarm over North Korea's military support for Russia's war in Ukraine, but couldn't confirm Ukrainian intelligence that North Korean soldiers were sent to fight for Moscow.
From our intelligence, we've got information that North Korea sent technical personnel and officers to Ukraine on temporary occupied territories, and they are preparing on their land 10,000 soldiers, but they didn't move them already to Ukraine or to Russia. So when we will have this information, of course, we will raise up this question, but because this will be the second, I think it's already the second country which involved to this war against us.
The Ukrainian leader's comments have raised the stakes for his Western allies as he met in Brussels with European Union leaders to discuss his victory plan to end the country's devastating war with Russia. Back home, and new data has found the national rental vacancy rate fell for the third consecutive month in September. The latest PropTrack market report suggests the easing in rental conditions seen over the first half of this year appears to have come to an end. Sydney's vacancy rate fell to 1.56%, while Melbourne, Adelaide and Darwin were the only markets where rental conditions did not deteriorate further in September. Police have charged a man for allegedly performing a Nazi salute at a football game earlier this year. The 36-year-old man is accused of performing the salute towards a group of people at Sydney's Moore Park in April. It's understood the gesture was made during a match between Sydney FC and the Wanderers. The man has been granted conditional bail and will appear in court in November. And in sport, Australia's domination of women's cricket ended sensationally in Dubai after an inspired South Africa hammered them by 8 wickets in the semi-final of the T20 World Cup. After winning the last 4 World Cups in a 6-year reign, one of global sport's most successful teams have finally been defeated in a one-sided affair. Annika Borsch proved the ultimate executioner, blasting the highest individual score of the tournament, 74 not out off just 48 balls, to make light work of the Australians. I'm Sue Lannan, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.